This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There was new violence in American cities from coast to coast overnight. It was a spread of the unrest sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis early this week. The 46-year-old African-American died after being pinned down by a white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck, even though he was handcuffed. A video widely seen on social media appeared to show Floyd presented no threat. The officer was fired and now has been charged with murder. Violence continued in Minneapolis, where an overnight curfew was ignored, and fires erupted across the city's south side. A Wells Fargo bank and an office depot were among the businesses set ablaze. There have been massive and often destructive street demonstrations in dozens of other cities as well. In Atlanta, Georgia, there is a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been called in. Unruly crowds have so far ignored a plea for calm from Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. She says those bent on violence are destroying the city and dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. Atlanta police cars have been torched, and bricks and bottles have been thrown at officers. The CNN Center in Atlanta sustained damages to its exterior. Appearing with the mayor, a rap star known as Killer Mike told a crowd of demonstrators, "We have to be better than burning down our homes." In Washington, D.C., the White House for a time went on lockdown Friday when protesters tried to break through barriers set up by the Secret Service, charged with protecting the president. A person was killed in downtown Detroit just before midnight after someone in an SUV fired shots into a crowd of protesters near the city's Greektown Entertainment District. Police officers have been injured during demonstrations in New York City, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said, quote, "We don't ever want to see another night like this." On the west coast of the U.S., demonstrators blocked highways in Los Angeles and Oakland, where protesters sprayed buildings with "kill police" graffiti and smashed windows. Police responded with pepper spray. Several officers were injured. In Portland, Oregon, a mob broke into police headquarters and set a fire inside. Mayor Ted Wheeler told protesters, "When you destroy our city, you are destroying